Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. It is so great to be with all of you today. It is September the 15th, 2025. I don't know where this year has gone. I want to say good morning to all of you coming on in. You are all cracking me up already on this Monday. I definitely want to welcome all of you here to YouTube. And if you are here for the first time, I am so grateful for you to like and subscribe. And I really, truly appreciate it. I love being here on YouTube with all of you. And I'm telling you, the room is hopping. You guys are making me laugh bright and early. And, you know, I have a couple of things to talk about today because I know last week was really, really challenging. And I do not want to sweep it under the carpet. At all, of course. At the same time, it is definitely, unfortunately, what we are facing as humans. And hopefully, from just a reminder of really, it is a good, blessed afternoon for sure. I hope you're enjoying some of the cooler temps, Quelly, at least cool enough to breathe. And Terry, you too. I see you. Good morning, everyone. Laura, you're cracking me up as well. Everyone coming on in. Twin, I see you. Karen, nice to see you. Lenny, hello. And Michelle and Jean, you are cracking me up, which is a topic I want to talk about, rebellion today. Hi, Randy and Nadine. Hi, hi. And everyone, if I didn't mention your name, Pamela, hi. I just want to say I'm so grateful. And of course, Serena, for her amazing graphics as well this morning and support. Hello, Michelle and Jane. It's so nice. Tara, hi. Okay, so come on in, everybody. Let's have some fun because I do. First of all, I want to hear from you. I know we all had a really difficult week. I'm making sure. Where are you listening, Jane? She's saying the music is still playing. Can you guys hear me okay? Good morning, good morning. Hopefully, who can hear me? I hope some of you can hear me. You're on YouTube? Okay, hang on a second. I'm coming on in now. Okay, let's take, we'll go ahead and call in. The music is playing. Okay. I'm glad you guys can hear me. I hope so. Okay. We'll get it going. Don't worry. All right. Let me just. Okay. Thanks. Okay. We're going to go ahead and shut that music, guys. So it's coming. Okay. I'm sorry about that. All right. Catherine, good morning to you. Everyone, come on in. We'll get that music quieted. We're trying to figure out where it's coming from, of course. Thank you, technology, always. I'm glad you can. Okay, thank you, Quelly, for that. Okay, so let's just keep going and see how we do. And you let me know when the music... Okay, it's shut off, so that's a good thing. So now you can all hear me loud and clear. I was actually laughing over a few things, but I definitely want to honor your feelings. I also want you to know that my heart goes out to all of you. I think we froze there for a minute together last week, and now we have to keep looking forward and focusing on what's going on, starting from within, of course, and shining our light even brighter. And that's what I really want to do. I know you do also, of course, without ignoring what's going on throughout the world. So at the same time, we were chatting a little bit this morning, and I thought about what are those sweet little moments. I'm so grateful for certain things that have happened in the last few days here in our world, and we changed the pace a little bit. I got back out on the salt water, which I greatly
I have so much appreciation to God and his universe and everything else. It really re-inspired me. I feel blessed to be able to do it. And it also brought me to a place of really being able to have some time out to think and recreate and really come back to you guys with some zest and enthusiasm, which is what I'm hoping to deliver today for all of you. Lord knows we need it. It's been a lagging. I know it's been a very, very challenging time in the world to really step up and be there for yourselves. And those little sweet moments of really taking time out for you is what matters, because that's really where it all begins. And so many of you and so many of us along the way, when things get difficult, I think we have guilt or we have almost a little bit of fear, or, you know, what if I take my mind off of this? What if I switch the focus? What if I take those sweet little moments? We put some chocolate out to the world today, because in those sweet little moments, and I'm not talking about the bigger things, I am literally talking about those sweet little moments of life that you all need and deserve to truly, truly be able to not only rejuvenate, reinvigorate, and renew, but those moments of being able to share yourselves and your gifts with others, first and foremost by feeding yourself. And I was reminded of that this week after a very difficult several days, and really trying to hold some space for everyone just to really unwind and get that salt water. Definitely did it for me, so I'm hoping for more of that. You know, also the rebellion, I think there's a little bit of that. It's really never too late and it's never too soon at the same time to have a little, maybe shaking things up, like Serena said earlier, maybe taking time out, or maybe being a little bit on the rebellious side and doing something you've never done before. Pamela said she's on edge. We're going to talk about that edge for a little bit, but maybe doing something that you wouldn't have considered before, because I think what we're all gathering from everything going on is that now is a better time than ever. And I do feel that this is what we're meant to do, or meant to wake up to. And I'm, you know, there's always a reason. There's always, sometimes there's, you know, we say, oh, there's always a reason. Okay, well, that's just human nature. But look at what's happening in the world. Do we really want to wait until tomorrow or next week? Hello, Becca, sunshine. And do we really want to put things off until tomorrow? You know, so I'm definitely in that mindset. I'm so excited to be here with all of you, and I'm so, so blessed to be here with all of you. I read about, I want to know who knows about the nuns, speaking of rebellion, and I thought it would be fun to share with you guys. At the ages of 81, 86, and 88, Regina, Rita, and Bernadette escaped from the nursing home that they put them there against their will. And it's not like a jailbreak, but it is a jailbreak. But I mean, three 80-something-year-old nuns have returned to the monastery against everyone else's judgment and against everything that they were supposed to not do. And they returned. And I thought, wow, how motivating. Talk about not waiting another day, you know? And so the community gathered. They shut their running water off. They shut their electricity off. Everybody set them up to stay there now, and they've gotten community support. And I said to myself, well, speaking of doing things now, how about a little rebellion of three 80-something-year-old nuns that just said, you know what? We're not listening to you. We're listening to the man upstairs. We're going to do what we want to do. And I think we're all getting a little piece of this. We're all saying enough is enough. You know, where do we go and what do we do in life that where we're accepting and embracing our own higher power and our knowing that we have this connection, and we basically can add a little rebellion to that connection and know what our spirits can do and not do. So the point being is that these nuns followed their higher selves, they really follow God's will for their lives. They totally gave up any kind of worry, fear, or angst about being in trouble, being brought back to their home, blah, blah, blah. They put their feet in the ground and they said, this is what we're going to do. And this is how we're living out the rest of our lives. And I really think we're going to start seeing more of this. So I was really laughing this morning. I hope it gives you a little chuckle. They're totally out of the nursing home. They're never going back. They were like, that's it. You can't make us move. We'd rather, you know, we'd rather transition out of here if you're going to do it. And I really feel like it's a message for all of us to take matters sometimes into our own hands and do what we're meant to do, you know? And so let me come in. I am, C.A. Brooks is in the room today. Thank you, C.A. It's so nice to see you here. C.A., you know, you're one of those rebellious people. I was thinking about that, Karen's feeling a little rebellious too. I was thinking about C.A. and her Aquarius, the Aquarius part of yourself. And you are a little rebellious by nature, hey? And so I'm telling everyone now, but the beans are spilled. And so I just feel that I actually was laughing because I could see all of you and plugging you all into a scenario, just like we put that, you know, those sweet little moments. What little sweet moments are you giving yourself day to day to really make everything from the outer world sustainable, comfortable, safe, you know, accepting, embracing what is, and trying from within yourself to really change it for yourselves first so you can go ahead and share that joy with others. I think it's very, very important to realize that. I don't think, you know, Lori says her south node is in Aquarius. Shocker, rebellion is her middle name. That is an absolute truth. Thank you. Karen is definitely, I think all of us here. Gwen, I love that. They are so happy. Thank you, Gwen, for sharing that you saw that, because it is kind of funny. But come on in, everybody. I'm going to go and take some questions. I think I've rambled long enough. I am super excited. I want to be more like those nuns too, you know, of course, without encouraging anyone to get in any trouble in the world, but we have enough of that. How are you feeling? Let's wake up. Let's start the day and continue the day and the week brand new. I know Mark talked to you guys a little bit about what's happening in the world astrologically. We have our astrologers here, C.A., Terry, and I know many of you follow along. So I definitely feel we are coming into a time, like Serena said, and I said, what is that moment where you get to have that piece of chocolate every day? What are you doing for yourself? What are those sweet moments in time that you get to experience something small? And she said journaling, you know, because I wouldn't let her use Shelby as that moment of sweetness, because that's a given now. But just for herself, you know, those 5 minutes of journaling, whatever it is, what is your sweet moment? What are you giving yourself every day? How many of you take 5 minutes or more for yourselves? You know, we forget. I think we're in a hurry when we wake up or our feet hit the floor. It's like, let's go. And I'm guilty of the same. But what are those moments? My cup of coffee, no doubt. But how about you? You know, everything that you do brings you more in charge. Maureen just entered the room. Well, welcome back, traveler. And I am so happy you're here. She needs to feel large and in charge. Yes, I agree with that totally. And what are those sweet moments you're going to give yourself now that you're transitioning back? How many of you, Randy says she was feeling super heavy last week, but after gathering with some spiritual friends at the end of the week, she's a lot better. Love in the community is so, so important. Gathering with community also, whether it's online, in person, in your, you know, whatever it may be, I think it is very, very important. I am definitely excited to be near water again and to relax a little bit, to be able to be here in a better, and I just feel more rejuvenated, you know, in every way. So I needed it. In the meantime, Karen says she has chocolate every day. Who else wants to confess to a little chocolate every day? I want to take your questions, so go ahead. Twin, I saw you also, Anne, good morning to you as well. And let's take a peek at some of your questions. Let's get going this morning. I feel like I could sit here and chat all day. And I want to interact and take some questions. I am doing well. Thank you very much. I had some difficult days. You know, I feel your energy. I feel that heaviness along with you. So I definitely, I care. I want to try to work through things with all of you guys. I want to try to get you to a better place every day. And I definitely feel like there's more. Everybody's eating chocolate and some of you cannot yet. And that's okay, Larry. You'll get to it. I promise you that. I hear that loud and clear. I think for me, the darker, the better. I'm sure you all have your little preference, but it does help. I know how you feel about your chocolate, and that's right. I love that so much, Lori. Thank you for sharing, and I love that chocolate too. All right. Anybody have a question? Let me come back to the room. I think I started. Jean had a comical, she says, "Hi, Kat, we're cooking with gas here. Any helpful guidance from Spirit before the burgers get incinerated?" Let's take a look, okay? All right, Jean's going to be first, and then you guys go ahead and start adding your questions. And Laura, I'll come to you next. She's got a situation too. Who has a situation? I think we all have a situation. It's so challenging to remember that we could tap in to certain energy. I mean, we're a house full of sensitives over here, no doubt. So we kind of feed off of each other and we always know when the energy is high and low or whatever it may be. And that's okay if you realize what's happening, because we have those, for all of you, you have to remember the four layers of what you're feeling and what you're experiencing. That is the internal process, the external process, your ancestral process, and also the collective, which is so significant right now. And so it's like we have to find time in ourselves and in our lives while we're interacting with others, doing to really be able to engage on all of these different levels and try to process out where is the energy coming from? How many of you tap in like that every day? Where am I feeling this? Is it my stuff? Is it someone else's stuff? Somebody's cranky to you or comes off in a specific way. You know, it's not always about you and what you've done or how things are feeling from within. It's something that they're going through as well. So we have to remember not to take things, going back to the four agreements, not to take things too personally, because we always find out later that it's really not that. And so please be patient around that, okay? I love dark chocolate coated ginger. Thank you for that. All right, now. Hold on now. Becky, I see you too. We have both Beckys here today. I love that. All right, this is for Jean. I actually see some breakthroughs for you. You know, you're getting two signs from the universe for balance. And these are the two messages that I'm seriously picking up, because when we're stuck with any area of our lives, and I'm going to use financial energy for a minute, because of course we have to have this to live. Money makes the world go round in real time, right? In our balance of our spiritual lives, our financial lives, our energetic. Everything ties together. And so when one area is off, we go into another. And I'm using it as an example, but because the spirit of generosity is extremely large for you and to bring balance. So anytime you feel like maybe, and we all go through these things. And I'm using money because it's tangible and it could happen in any situation in your lives, your relationships, your heart, how you give your heart, how you receive this type of thing. The spirit of generosity is so very important. And sometimes if we feel like we don't have enough because we're having financial difficulties, the biggest oxymoron would be to be more generous, but this is very true. It balances it out. We actually want to do the opposite of what we're feeling, you know? If something feels off or we're not feeling like we're getting our due or somebody's mistreating us a certain way, we want to try to do the opposite of what we can believe at that moment. Like if you're having financial difficulties, the last thing you want to do is spend money, but actually spending a little bit is helpful. And I know that sounds crazy, but it works in every area of your lives. If someone is not open to you, what is the first thing we want to do as humans? When someone's not giving, we want to close up, we want to hold back. I truly believe that choosing to not play games with these in your personal relationships, no question. I do believe when we soften our edges a little bit and release some of that anger, someone wants to come towards you more. And we have been raised, at least my generation, those books about playing hard to get or playing games or holding back, or maybe even if somebody's giving you drops, give drops back, you know, this kind of thing. Sometimes we're maybe to consider giving a little more to see if you can open the gate for that person instead of actually trying to play that game of holding back. Because I do believe holding back creates more holding back, and then the games are even more insane, you know? Sometimes giving a little more goes a long way, and I feel this. And Jean, I'm talking to everyone, including yourself, because I feel like when you're stuck, just giving a little more, it doesn't have to be money. It could be time. It could be opening yourselves up. We protect ourselves. We've had experiences. We have fears. We have limitations as humans. We don't want to really give 100% because we've been hurt before. And if we feel like we're overgiving and all these other things, and that's all great, but not really, because to a degree, we don't want to get abused. We want to find that happy balance, and creating that balance, realizing that someone else in your space may have some limitations in that moment because maybe they're grieving something. Maybe they are at a loss. Maybe they just have so much going on that they don't have those extra 2 minutes to text you back at length and things like that. I really, truly feel this is true moving forward. So I'm going to encourage you all to give a little bit more, especially this week. I don't even know why I'm saying it. Jean, you too. Stay open and receive. Also, when we don't, we get stuck. We feel a little karma, you know, like, where is this coming from? And something takes place in our, I'll say third chakra, tummy stuff, feeling that gut. Of course, we've all felt gut-wrenching pain this week for one reason or another with everything on, but the shock of the world, you know? I think that your tummy is going to ease. If you're having any tummy tightness, I'm feeling a little tummy tightness for some reason, but I feel this is going to ease for you too. And I do hope that helps, and I hope that makes sense. You are the whole word of the week for all of you is balance. It's perfect timing for what's ahead because we're coming into that Libra cycle soon enough. A week from now, you know, just a little less than a week from now, we're coming into that Libra time. So I do think balance is key, and I think we can enter this next cycle in a very balanced way. So I just want to say that to you, and I hope it makes sense. Now, if anything is going on where you feel something stuck in your tummy, or you feel that you're held back in a certain way in your world, just open up more. And without really measure, let's remove some of the measuring going on. I hear sometimes people are saying, hello, Miss Sherry, welcome to the room. It's so nice to see you too. But when we have relationships in our lives or situationships, whatever it may be, that you're involved with another person, especially intimately, I think sometimes we want to say, well, this person isn't doing this or that today, or so-and-so hasn't called me and it's 6 o'clock. What if they're stuck in traffic and their phone died or whatever? We don't really know, and we want to be quick to jump. Be a little more patient coming into this cycle. I want to say that as well. People's lives are all personally difficult for the obvious. Our world has changed. We need to acclimate. I kick and scream when change happens. Let me tell you, it takes me time to catch up. And while I'm living in the psychic realm over here, there's other things going on in real time, and overreact like an Aries moon. I can't help it, you know, and I know some of you also that overreaction of, wait a minute, I can't lose control. I can't. And sometimes just surrendering to God and his universe and letting things go is like the best way forward. And it really does all balance out. And Pamela says, balances are challenged. Denise, welcome back to Pilates. I'm glad someone's working on their physicality right now, but I'm teasing. And I'm happy you're here. All right, Jean, good morning to you and everybody coming on in. So let's go. I want to go to Laura because she does have a situation, and I'm going to start coming down the wall here. Surrendering is a hard thing to do for all of us, I know. Holding our opinions is also very difficult. We all have something to say more than ever before. Sometimes journaling and releasing before we go out in the world and share. I think we're learning this more and more. I'm not asking you to be quiet by any means, but process your feelings and your emotions and your anger and your words and everything that you want to share. Put it in writing and then share, you know. Sit with it before you put it out there, because you don't know if something's going to change or alter your opinion, and what truths are you taking in. And I think truth, oh, Jean, back to you. Truth is also another important message. As long as you're telling the truth, you pass the universe test with flying colors. And right now we are being so watched. I truly believe this. Okay. And I hope that helps. Now we have to go to Laura, and Karen, I see you as well. Laura, has had difficulty with a car. And I know that sounds like no big deal, but it is a big deal because it's affecting her life. And so let's take a peek and let's try to see what's happening with it and if we can get any insight from her. She said it's not clearing the smog in her state. She bought it in another state. Let's just take a look and see if we can get this car clear, you know? And there is some energy tied to some, again, ancestral situation as well. So you know, you have a situation, you have layers of a situation. Releasing some things, I also feel releasing toxic energy is really what it's about. And I do believe wholeheartedly that this really makes a difference. And also there's a reality of what can help. Is someone going to help? Is something going to help? So let's look ahead, okay? Balance is my challenge. I see. Who else? I think we can all get a little extreme on ourselves, no? Gail, I see you. Good morning to you as well. I'm so glad. Thank you. Read on the story of the nuns. That'll give us all a little zest and enthusiasm today to be a little weird and rebellious, you know? All right. Now, let me take a look at Laura's car, and then we'll keep moving, okay? Oh, yeah, it's going to happen now. We're getting a little magician energy finally, which I love to see. I think there's a lot of anger Yeah. It's a smog test, and you're mentioning releasing toxic energy. Yeah. I'm seeing a little more happen before we correct the situation, hon. Laura, I want to ask you this. I'm not seeing it clear just yet, and I don't want to like mince my words, but I'm wondering if somebody knew something about it. And I also believe that I really feel this for some reason. Somebody, do you feel somebody knew about the smog? I love the magician too, but then I feel like a little bit of a stuck place again, and then it clears finally. So we're going to see an positive energy, like we talk about the physicality, initiating action, taking steps. There's magician energy. Then for some reason, well, okay, that's good to know. She says no, but here's the thing. I don't get mad at me for saying this, but I don't know if your husband's going to like this car after all of this. So I feel like it can get running. We're working in the right direction, passing the test, but for some reason he may let this car, he may sell it. And, I don't know why I feel that, but I do. I know this is crazy. Now, so we have the magician energy. We have some luck on your side. We're going to get it moving in the right direction. The smog is going to clear. So we release some of that toxicity. And then all of a sudden, he's going to be like, well, this is not really what I want long term. And so it was good while it lasted. And this is what I feel. And I really believe that. I see that there are some good things. It's going to pass the test. It's going to pass the test. It's going to be a joy for a moment. I think between now and the time the sun is in Sagittarius, he's going to let that thing go. And it's because it's part of releasing the energy of the toxicity that he had to experience. I know you understand, and I do believe you know what I'm saying. So I hope that helps, and that's how it's going to end for the year. And that's okay, because then you'll have the little funds to do something else, and we can right now, and I do hope that makes sense, okay? So you will get it going. Everything is fine, but then you're going to see some sadness or a release in him. So it may get a little harder emotionally, mentally before it gets a little better, okay? And that's what you're facing. So remember my words. What goes up must come down, must come up again, and that's how it's going to go, all right? All right, you take care. Big hugs to you. I'm glad you're here. All right, now let me see. I'm coming down the list. I want to say something to Nadine, and good blessed afternoon, Quelly, to you as well, all of you. Nadine has something very difficult to do. She has to go clean out her sister's house who passed away. You know what? It is time. I want to pull some cards on this, but I feel like it is very much time. I know she wants you there. I know you can't. You'll feel her in a very good way. I think you're going to have a couple of surprises while doing everything, which will give you a good laugh. I think you'll feel her spirit, and I don't believe that. It is a tender time, yes. I know that. I know you're very close. But I also feel like you will not help but chuckle through the process. And you are going to cry through the process too. But there's going to be a lot of laughter as well. You're definitely timely. I don't think you can prolong it any longer. And you're doing the right thing. And I can't wait to hear your stories, because I feel like there will be some. You know, and this is like one of the most challenging things to do. Have any of you, I know this is like a topic, but it's life. They say there's only two things we have to do in life, you know? And there's so many unknowns when we lose our loved ones here. They say we suffer more than they do, obviously, staying here. And so the long and short of it is, have any of you thought about leaving a note or doing something funny so your loved ones can laugh or experience some kind of joy? I know we don't think about these things. We don't like to prepare other than we all want to, you know, we prepare our paperwork. We do this, we do that. Some of us do, some of us don't. Some of us can't deal with the topic, and that's acceptable and okay. But, you know, I feel like there is something through myself, even myself lately, there's so much taboo around it, but I definitely want to leave things for laughter. And I thought it would be a fun thing to do. And it's just a little seed I'm planting in everybody's minds just to ease some of this. And you know, Nadine, there will be something. I swear there is something there for you to laugh with. And there, that she said there's always laughter. There was always laughter. There's going to be some more laughter coming your way. So you're going to be okay. It's time to do it. I'm totally with you in spirit. And please let us know how it goes when you're done, okay? All right. Can't wait to find out what kind of surprises you're going to find. And it could be the silliest thing to, you know, something pre-planned. And I think these are the things we don't like to think about. But they've been on my mind lately. I know that. And obviously, it's okay and acceptable, you know? All right. Especially for the kids, if you have children and, you know, it's just like, it's a topic for sure. A difficult one, but nevertheless, something we have to think about. All right. Everybody is, I'm so glad I have so many chocolate lovers here. I absolutely love this. Thank you for sharing your chocolate with us and those sweet little moments in our lives. And I think we have more excuses now than ever to eat chocolate. So I love that. Becky, where did you go? And Karen, I won't forget you either. Becky H, let me see, where are you? I'd love to know if there's more I can do to navigate the toxic. There is this word toxicity. This is why I'm like leaving behind people with whom I no longer. I'm having a hard time if the yuck I feel is mine. Okay, so this is, I love you too. And this is what we're talking about, you know. I feel we have to remember to take a step back. We love to take things personally. We go back to the four agreements. We try not to. We take a step back to really absorb what everyone else is doing because everyone is experiencing things they never had to before some way. And at the same time, we don't know. You know, you live in truth, so, and I know this. So I think people are having, you know, they'll have a hard time with that. But for you with work, shaking this off, the yuck is definitely coming from the collective through everyone else in this environment. And there may be a couple of little jealousies around you, but that's okay because that means you're coming, you know, you're constantly growing, you're constantly raising your vibration, constantly elevating in your, you know, you need something also. Take a time out for, like I was preaching at the beginning of the show a little bit, in that about taking time for yourself, rejuvenating, renewing. I think it is your responsibility to do this. So you come to work a little more like unstick. Like, you know how sometimes we're sitting there and I don't know about you, but I feel sometimes I have glue sticks all over my body, like sticking on me, you know, like, okay, this, I have to get rid of this. I have to get rid of this. I have to get rid of, clear this, clear that. And it gets like that some days. And as humans, we all go through this. But for you, I think a renewal of sorts, just for a little bit every day, will ease some tension. And I believe coming back to the work, you're like the mother of, I want to call it the mothership, but I'm not, but you are kind of like the mama You know what I mean? Bring a little more of the maternal energy to your space and see if that releases some of that toxicity. I can't promise you 100%, but I do feel like it's going to be more tolerable and you'll recognize certain insecurities on people that will help you ease into that, you know, having to be there more and more. And I do think that'll help, but being more the mother instead of the father, or that nurturing energy. I think when we haven't hearing from our own moms, it's hard to nurture others in a workplace. But I think that's very much what's needed. And I know you're a nurturer when you have a loving heart. You're an amazing. Bring some of that mother energy to the workplace. I think you'll see some things die down. Again, making no sense because you don't want to deal with these people, but I definitely feel being instead of, yes, I know we have to run a tight ship, you know, in so many ways, but I think sometimes a softer tone or a softer, maybe even hearing someone's words differently or remembering it's not you that you're taking this in from someone else over something totally unrelated to you, you know? I think that's very good for you moving forward right now. I think you are so great at what you do. You're hardcore. You love it. I think softer is better right now. You're going to notice a lot of things dissipate. And then you'll be able to filter out where it's coming from even more. So let's try that, okay? You'll know what I mean. And I see an energy or two getting ejected from your environment soon. So that'll help you as well. And I hope that helps. Suzanne says, sometimes it feels like chocolate and a big cup of coffee are needed to be sustained throughout these days. Trying to engage and remove herself from the energy of the days to find some balance. I love that too. I think that is very, very true. All right, now, let me go to Karen. It's her birthday in 2 days. Everybody say happy birthday to Karen. Let's go ahead and give her a little pre-birthday check. I love that. And recognizing the time, so I just want to make sure we get everyone in. Good morning, Lois. Thank you, Sherry. Sherry says, happy birthday, Karen. Okay, let's take a look at Karen for her birthday. All right, here we go. Of course, I pulled the Queen of Pentacles first, which is very good. There's a lot of grounding come in the night. Such a Virgo. So very soon, you know, recently you went through some change and you were out with the old. I actually see more contract energy coming with you ahead. And you are going to open up. I don't know how many avenues you're maintaining right now, too, but I see three. And you are just going to flow with it. I see a lot of flow. I see an increase. I see like your faith, whatever was challenged before in these past months, like feeling down or discouraged or anything that, you know, that self-doubt, like a good Virgo. I think you're really going to come into a year of more humor yourself. I think you're going to be way happier. I don't feel like you are losing anything, even though you may feel this way because you walked away. Oh, it's the 19th. Okay, thank you. What did I say? 2 days? Okay, 4 days. The end of the week. Okay, so you're not losing any ground here. You are actually gaining, and you will see more and more. You know, when we leave things behind that were toxic or toxic, maybe not even meaning so, toxic to our lives in some way, slowing us down, holding us back, keeping us off the path we are meant and intended to be on from today forward. And that's what happened. So you came away from something knowing in your spirit, you didn't want it anymore. It didn't align. And then you're like, well, why am I weird about this? Why am I sad? I know I didn't do it. I feel like I let it go for a reason, but I don't know why. I don't know what that reason is yet. And that's our place of surrender. So from here, 3 weeks from now, things are going to change for the better in many ways, Karen. And I also feel like the divine star, like when we are not following our path, we become held back or maybe a little down or confused or all of these things that don't align with what we're really intended to do when we shine that light. And now you're going to shine your light even further and deeper and better. And I see that ahead. So just know you're going into the right path. I do see really a lot of happiness October, as early as October. I think it's normal when we make a change to feel a fear because we don't know what is around the corner yet. And at the same time, that moment of surrender around the corner is exactly what you're doing or what's happening very soon. And I feel like 3 weeks from now, we're going to have a very different conversation and something brand new. In addition to what you're already keeping, what you let go of created a lot more space, like 10 times the amount of space for you to take on new energy. And that's what's coming. Okay. Please come back and let me know how you do. I'm super happy. Have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. I'm sure we'll connect. And I'm great. I'm happy you're here. Okay. All right. Now, let me just come back to the top. And I want to make sure. Renee. It was her birthday and we missed it. And happy, happy birthday. I think I caught you around that, but I didn't read for you. So I don't want to skip it. And I want to just take a look at you, okay? All of you, I'm not ignoring anything I'm saying, so please know that. I promise you, as soon as I see it and feel it, I'm going to answer it. Renee, I do want to look at you, but I also want to say something else. Renee, I see, and this may be a little silly, but I'm going to say it anyway. I see like this new drink, like a protein smoothie, a shake, it could be vegetable juice. It could be something that you're supposed to put into your body. A multivitamin, it's something with a lot of nutrients, something that you need. It can be kombucha, it could be, I don't know if you drink, well, I'm not, it, you'll choose it, of course, but it's something that's going to give you this, it could be a little caffeine, but in any case, I feel like you're supposed to be having it. So if something calls to you brand new, it's going to elevate you in really, it's almost like a pickup in some way. So I don't think you should slack in new nutrition. That's how I want to. That's number one. And feed yourself, fuel yourself like this. So if something's calling to you and you don't know if you want to spend the money on it or blah, 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 this is your go, okay? That's number one. Number two. I'm going to take a peek at something more substantial, but that is definitely coming through. I see a lot more. You're going to be happier. I see something new. I feel more income or more money, actually, or something brand new as it relates to that. So it may be something that's really calling to you. Also, don't be afraid to spend a little money on yourself. You should treat yourself well. And I do feel like this is the new mindset you're coming into. And it's almost like, what are you waiting for? If there was anything that called out to you, also taking a class or a course this year, and you know, kind of fueling yourself so your physicality, like that sixth house energy is very important because it feels like the better you feel physically, so fuel yourself and spend a little better on better nutrition and upgrading that kind of area of your life, your intake, because I think it's going to also intake other things, healthier, more positive, more abundance. All of this is tied together. So I see sixth house as a big focus for you this coming year. Your day to day joy, there's this, you know, what you're doing, you know, maybe even a little dabbling on marketplace or something fun, or maybe this kind of thing. So I feel really good about that. New opportunities are awaiting you. And I feel like there's going to be a big smile on your face, but you definitely need the physical lift because it will help you in every other way. And it helps. Okay. All right. Gail, where are you? She said she feels something. She feels a little strange. She's waiting for something. All right, let's just take a look. And somebody else, I think, we're all kind of on edge. I wanted to bring that up. It is very difficult to not be on edge right now. I don't want to make light of it. You are taking some time out to grieve some of your past. It's a new, you went through so much change. Give yourself a breath. Take some time out. I feel very strongly about that. And also, be the mom for yourself, because I feel like that's necessary. I also feel another woman who is in your environment, maybe not the woman that's more, maybe not who you expect it to be, like a close friend. It's actually one removed, like a newer friend. New energy, somebody maternal, somebody fun. And you're going to have better friends and acquaintances there that actually, and one acquaintance is going to turn into a really strong, good, close friend and somebody very maternal as well. But mimic that maternal energy within yourself and give it to yourself first and foremost. Be a little, take a load off your back a little bit and just ease into certain things. You've gone through tremendous change. You left a long-term situation. You are now going into a new situation. We are being wired. We think we're being wired to pull in, but be a little rebellious for yourselves. Be a little out there, you know, do something a little quirky. I feel so strongly about this. We're in this existence of taking on a lot of things we never had to take on before. And I do believe we need to get a little looser and trust a little more, trust spirit more, trust God, whatever you believe in. Really, really dig into that and have a little downtime with yourselves, and first appreciate your time with yourself. Okay. Above all other things, it's Virgo time. Productivity awaits you guys. So just remember to balance. Okay. All right. Serena, thank you so much for everything. And don't forget to eat that little bit of chocolate this week. It really helps. Appreciate and embrace those tiny, sweet moments in our lives that we forget about day to day. And I think by that little bit of appreciate, we can really open things to appreciate. Okay. All right. Expand your lives. Take care. I'll see you next week. Bye, everyone. Be well.